Right. Now, what I want to talk to you a bit about is the solstice that is coming in, because it is bringing in an escalation again of your energy, but under the new rhythm of the universe. So it will be a little bit different. This solstice period is creating a vortex of energy which is going to pull into you, bring the energies in you, and the purpose of that is for introspection. All right, this is a very strong introspective period from now until March. All right. Now, the reason for this is that under the new rhythm of the universe and under the new perspective that is needed now, you have to relook at yourself. Now, this is not an introspection of being on trial. You're not going in there to find out what's wrong with you and correct it. You're going to go in there to find out what's right with you to amplify it. The purpose of this introspection is to create your new value system. For your value system is changing with this energy, and what is important to you will be different. So you're going to be doing a value system introspection, a potential release introspection, and the opportunity to know you and accept you so that you may go ahead and grow all the more. Right? Because you see, at given points in time, you must reaffirm your acceptance of yourself so that you're not running on other people's say-so, but on your own value system. So it's a reaffirming of who you are. And of course, who you are has nothing to do with who you were. All right, because you're not the same person anymore because of all the changes in the energy that has gone on and all the soul growth that you've had along the way. All right, but when it locks in, you're going to sort of feel a jolt of it, and we're going to do an exercise to help you understand the touching of your value and potential. And then you're going to realize that when the solstice locks in, you're going to feel this amplified again in you, all right, and you'll be able to work more fully with the energy. The most important thing for you to do is not think you have to be anything. You don't have to be anything or anyone. You don't have to correct anything in you. You have to accept you. All right? By the realization of new value systems, you automatically adjust to those value systems. And what is needed to be changed, changes, without you having to take a chisel and a hammer and suffer. Right? You know, the Piscean age of suffering for glory is over. The way to accomplish anything is by acceptance, not by aggression. You can try to force an issue all you want, it's not going to work. Accept that it can be and it will. Because you're in a whole different flow of energy now. All right? And from that flow of energy will come much, much more for you. All right? Now, do you want to question anything about this before we start?
Julian, you had said we reinforce our opinion of ourselves. Was that done?
No, not your opinion of yourself. You reinforce the value of yourself. There's the difference. An opinion says, I'm too short, too tall, too fat, too thin, I'm not rich enough, I'm not poor enough, I'm, you know, this whole dichotomy of garbage that goes on. And what you're really saying here is, I accept me because I'm valuable, because I am of the divine force, and nothing can change that. All right, that's the realization right now. So what we're going to do right now, I'd like you to wet yourself if you have water, all right? You're welcome. Now, you're going to simply sit quietly for a moment and let yourself breathe in deeply and relax for a moment. God, it's good to just relax for a moment, isn't it? You know, let it out. Forget all, everything else, and just be. And I want you to picture in the very center of your being a small point of light. And this is the light of divine force that is indwelling in you and cannot be put out. It is always there. It is the vehicle that permits all else to happen in you. And now I want you to see that begin to spin. And as it spins, it creates a vortex. And that vortex spins to the rhythm of the universe. And so the spinning light in you is the call to the universe. And the very first thing that happens is the recognition of divine force amplifying in yourself. The divine force that is the vehicle to all other forces entering. And as you recognize this and accept it, I want you to feel that energy, that light, very deeply down into the legs and to the very soles of your feet. And through the very soles of your feet, this energy calls forth the element of earth. And you are rooted in the element of earth, that which solidifies manifestation. Power of the universe, spirit of earth, enter in. And through the power of the universe, the force of spirit of earth is yours to work with. And this energy moves now to the very center of your being and wraps the solar plexus. And as that energy and warmth, that light is felt, you call the spirit of fire, that which is the living spirit of you, the element of fire. And so the spirit of fire is entering in, enhancing the spirit of you, opening you. And the spirit of fire is your strength and courage. It is that which sustains you. It is that which lights the way. And now, filled with the power and the force of the earth and the fire of spirit, let your energy move upward into the brow. And here, that power opens the mind. Your mind is being stretched. It is being permitted to move, and new cells within the mind are beginning to come to life. For the power and force of the spirit of you, the spirit of fire, chose the way. And so the mind is enhanced. The ability to comprehend is enhanced. And the ability to memory is enhanced. And the eyes are opened that they may see. And the ears are awakened that they may hear. And the mind and the hearing and the vision are empowered by spirit and enhanced. And this divine energy moves to the heart and opens your heart to the power and force of love. The ability to love yourself just the way you are. And the ability to reach out in love to others. And the power of love is governed by the element of air, by the power of the universe and the force of air. The spirit of air is brought within, that which lightens you and gives you space in which to manifest. Empowered by the universe and by the spirit in you, you have opened the mind, the eyes, the ears, the heart, and the rooting to the earth. Power of the universe working within, force of the elements shaping and molding, power of manifestation increased tenfold. Let yourself feel this light, this spinning light, and know that it has empowered you, has opened you to the elements from which all creation comes. That each of these elements are divine force, and that you are divine force, and as one, you become the power of divine force. Take a moment to let the love factor fill your body, accepting you, loving you, and healing you through that love. Where the power of love is, fear dissolves. No thing can affect the joy of love. Know that the power within you remains with you. So be it. And now, take a deep breath and let yourself come back. What could you feel when this was happening? Could you feel that vortex of energy within you, that spinning? Right. If you recognize that the solstice is creating a call to to the universe, asking for the elements needed by you to enhance your potential and let it grow. And this is what you did. You called and had response. And so you're now getting ready to open up that response, and that means the opening of your potential. Everything is going to grow. The creative force, intuitive force, psychic force, healing force, business force, everything. That which seemed puzzling before becomes clear. Because you are opening through a new value system. Right? What is really important to you in this point in life? What really matters? Your whole world is in change. It's in flux, all right? But that does not mean bad. It means coming into balance. And you're coming into balance. And that means being able to say, that which isn't serving me, that which I don't need, I can get rid of. So it's a really important time. But the most important thing is that you don't judge yourself. Don't look at yourself as bad. Don't look at yourself as stupid. Don't look at yourself as all the mistakes I made. All right? But instead, say, this is like, raw material that I now can create from. You are a story in the process of being written. What kind of a story it comes out to be will be up to you. All right, so, you can have a wonderful story to tell. That's you. All right. So that's what's important.